What the heck happened? Or, I love you, Lacey yeah. Chabert. What about me? Kissed. We live together. We have goats.
Welcome to the Meet Cute Cafe. I'm Samantha.
I'm Joey, and this is our podcast where we talk about all of the Hallmark movies that we love.
Yeah. Joey, what's going on with your voice today?
I just wanted to sound cooler.
You sound like Phoebe in that episode of Friends when she had the good singing voice.
Yeah, she has the cool smelly cat voice. What is? Does she sing smelly cat in that or something else?
I can't remember. So let's call it the smelly cat voice.
Okay. I got my Phoebe voice on, my smelly cat voice, and I'm ready for Hallmark. With all of my heart. Because all of my heart is the movie that we're talking about today.
Yes. And we love it.
And it is a movie that was so popular that they actually made a sequel. So this one came out in 2015. And then as a part of the fall harvest weekend this year, they put out a sequel. So the story continues. And all the main actors came back.
What's the synopsis for this one, Joey?
The synopsis is short and sweet for some reason. It is, after inheriting half of a house, a young woman develops an unexpected friendship with her co-owner. Friendship.
Friendship. That's an interesting choice.
Hallmark movies aren't about friendship.
They are never. Well, they are, but that's not why.
They're about sweet, sassy molasses.
That's true. And then friendships on the side.
Yes. Which could be the name of one of the diner movies, Friendship on the Side.
Oh, that's a great idea. There's a diner in this one, y'all. It's a different set.
I'm not sure where they filmed this one.
Oh, I know. Wait, no, I don't know. But this one takes place in eastern Pennsylvania.
Right. So there's a particular county in Pennsylvania that apparently is Bed and Breakfastville.
Uh-huh.
Quick overview. Lacey Chabert.
Mrs. Hallmark.
Mrs. Hallmark herself. Hailing from Purvis, Mississippi, by the way. She's got that southern charm. It explains
so
much.
She does. I love her so much.
Gretchen Wieners is a sous chef. More or less for a catering company.
Uh-huh.
It turns out that she was going to go to school to be a chef, and she's always loved cooking. But her mom got sick, and so she had to work and take care of her mom,
mm-hmm.
which is a recurring theme in these movies.
It is. There's usually a mom that has passed away or an ailing parent or both.
Yes. And in this case, I think it was both.
Uh-huh. Because the dad's not in the picture.
I think he died earlier, and then the mom got sick.
Okay. Oh, that's sad.
Maybe is that why she cooks so well? Or is that a different movie I just watched?
I can't remember. Because
she had to do all the cooking?
Yes, she says she had to do all the cooking.
Right.
Because her mom worked because she was a single mom.
Yes. Okay.
That's what it was.
She is a sous chef. And then she gets the news that...
a distant relative has passed away.
A distant relative who I don't even think she ever really met except once or twice passed away through a chain of events that, as an attorney, I can tell you can happen. She inherited because a few different people predeceased her. And so she got this awesome house out in the country.
And she goes to meet with the attorney, and he tells her she hasn't actually inherited the entire estate.
She's only inherited half the house because someone else inherited the other half of the house.
The descendant of the caretaker.
Of the house, right.
Uh-huh.
And so in walks this New York stockbroker guy with a shiny suit. He's on a cell phone. He's like, hey, I don't have time for this.
He's not Italian.
No, he's not.
But I didn't like him at first.
No.
I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah, he just seemed kind of smarmy and too cool for school.
Yeah. Ugh.
He said, you know, I'm made for Wall Street, not Main Street. So he wanted to sell the house.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Twice.
Ugh.
The main guy is played by Brennan Elliott, who, if you watch the reality TV drama, it's not a real show, but it's like a reality TV show called Unreal.
Oh, I watched that. I don't remember him
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, he's on there a lot.
Oh.
And he had a guest spot on Ghost Whisperer.
Oh.
Which starred fellow Party of Five alum, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah. 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Just yeah. 2 degrees there.
Yeah. So Gretchen Wieners and Jennifer Love Hewitt and Brennan Manning have all these connections. I also want to mention, so those are the two stars, but the writer on this is Karen Berger. She was an actress in the 70s through 90s, maybe not a lot of big parts, but she's recently become a writer in the last 2 years, and she's been writing a ton of Hallmark movies. And she wrote one of our favorites called The Art of Us.
Oh, that's a good one.
And this one's actually similar to that in a way I really like, but we'll get into that in the spoiler section. Sam, what would you rate the chemistry of Gretchen Wieners and Brennan Elliott?
On a scale of 1 to 5?
Yes.
10 sparks.
10 sparks.
10 sparks. Double the amount of sparks they're allowed to have.
Explain yourself.
I just thought, first of all, they're both adorable.
Yes.
He grows on you throughout the movie. I feel like he becomes more appealing, like, at the same time he's becoming appealing to her, he's becoming appealing to the audience.
Yeah, so he's, the slick back hair thing and shiny suit disappears more in favor of the typical Hallmark movie look.
Yeah.
And of, like, a nice Carhartt type jacket and a Henley shirt and jeans with paint on them.
Someone that, like, changes his own oil.
Yeah.
Is what he looks like. And he's just like a cool guy and he gets nice and he's nice to the goat that lives on the farm. We'll talk about that later. But when they're together, the whole time it's like a Elizabeth Bennet, Mr. Darcy thing. Like, you know they belong together, but they're very different and you know they're going to come together. And they, oh, I'm not going to spoil it.
I think but, people have a pretty good idea.
But I just loved watching them together. It was so fun.
Yeah. Okay. So I give this one 4 hand waves out of 5.
4?
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
Okay. Well, the 5 out of 5 is reserved for very special on-screen chemistry, like Bogart and Bacall.
Okay.
This was not Bogart and Bacall.
But this is Hallmark level Bogart and Bacall. No? Okay.
It was really good, but I don't, well, maybe. 4.5 out of 5.
Okay. Okay. That's more acceptable.
The thing I liked about this movie, I won't say too much about it, but they don't hate each other ever. They're just two different kinds of people.
They kind of annoy each other.
But then they both start this kind of new chapter of their lives, which we'll get into in a minute. But they generally seem to have fun together, like these two actors. They're enjoying their time together. They have an easy chemistry. It makes sense why they would start to connect when they didn't at first. It's not just because they don't know each other well. It's because they're both going through this new chapter in their lives.
And he also doesn't have family. Like, he's kind of all alone in the world, too, just like she is.
So what is your overall crown rating? How many crowns do you give this movie?
I think I give it 8 out of 10.
I gave it 8 out of 10.
Okay.
I think that's the appropriate score. That might be one of the higher ones we've done on the podcast so far.
I think so. It's one of my favorite ones I've seen this year, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. And I can see why they made a sequel, which we will talk about very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your spoiler warning. We're going to break down this movie for you. So if you want to wait, go watch it yourself and then come back and you can listen to it. But let's be honest, you're just going to listen to it now.
You don't care about spoilers.
What was your general impression of this one?
I just thought it was a really fun ride.
That's my first note is, this movie is fun.
What? Really?
So, yes, because you know in the first 10 minutes, like, Lacey Chabert, she's dating this guy who's like a dork.
He's not. I feel like he grew on me throughout the movie, too. He was kind of like the guy in the last movie where there's nothing wrong with him. He's just fine.
But it's Lacey Chabert.
Yeah.
You don't put her with just fine.
But in real life, he's super handsome. In this, I feel like they've made him too clean cut. It doesn't make sense for him.
So she's working for the chef and you think he's going to be one of those like mean chefs on reality TV, but he's not, but she's just kind of stuck in her life. And so when she gets the house, she meets this guy, the stockbroker guy, and it turns out very quickly he's stuck in his life too. He wants to sell the house. She wants to keep the house because she needs a change.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't think he needs a change. So he agrees, okay, I kind of get your situation. I'm willing to go ahead and you can buy me out whenever you can. So that's the first time you get the idea, this guy's not so bad. He's pretty reasonable. He's got a soft spot.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a goat in the backyard and he like shields her from the goat, which is dumb because it's a little tiny mini goat. But it's
so
nice.
Cute.
It's nice that he tries to guard her from the goat.
The first time they meet, he tries to protect her.
Yeah. So you get a feeling that he's not that bad of a guy.
And so he goes back to New York City. And we left out the fact that her boyfriend proposed to her. Or she thought he was going to propose and he didn't.
Which is another Hallmark staple. They're out at a fancy dinner and he's like, hey, I got a new job. Big news.
Move into Thailand.
She's like, well, I thought you were going to propose, so I'm just going to drink the champagne and order some lobster.
Yeah, she said, I spent a lot on this dress, so I'm going to get my money's worth.
So kind of an anticlimactic experience and part of why she needed a change.
She even told him she was dreaming of a white picket fence.
Yes.
And so this house is very white picket fence.
Yes. So she's fixing it up. She's going to make a bed and breakfast out of it. That way she can still serve her food. She says it's close enough to her dream of being a chef.
Mm-hmm.
She's been there for a few weeks fixing it up. And in the middle of the night, she hears a bunch of rustling downstairs. So she grabs a wooden spoon, which she sleeps with for some reason.
Yeah, she comes down the stairs with a wooden spoon. That was confusing. Like, who has a wooden spoon upstairs?
Maybe she bakes everywhere. She's always mixing stuff.
You need a stove to bake. It doesn't make sense.
So she comes downstairs, and this poor guy, you think maybe he's a little tipsy. He's been hitting the sauce, but he's not. He's just strung out because his boss at work made a bad deal, and they had to have a fall guy. So they made him the fall guy. So he's out of a job. He's got nowhere to go. He's got no family. You feel bad for him, and he's just like, please, just let me stay here for a little bit till I get back on my feet. And initially, she's like, no, dude. But then she's like, okay.
He does own half. So they divide the house in half, and they decide to just live in the house together, but separate.
Right.
And his plan is to help her fix up the house, and then she'll buy him out, and he will use that money to be able to return to the city.
While he's there, he's getting his resumes together and stuff. He can't get reception, so he's trying to use the house phone like people used to do back in the 20th century. A bunch of stuff is going wrong with the house, like the plumbing and the electricity. You see that he's a good guy because he's trying to, well, I don't know anything at all about plumbing, but I'll try to fix it. And so he goes to the local hardware store and talks to the plumber, who's also the general store owner, who is this giant handsome man that's like 8 feet tall that played Cyclops in the X-Men movies.
Yes, and he was one of the bad Volturi on Twilight.
He's vampire handsome.
He should be a Hallmark guy. Maybe he's too tall. Maybe it'd be hard to match somebody in the same frame with him.
One of the things I like in this cast is that the supporting people are good.
Yeah, Ed Asner.
He's in here. This guy is funny.
Uh-huh.
And then they have a middle-aged neighbor lady that's pretty nice.
Yeah, and there's a friend that's a waitress that always complains about how there's no nice guys in town. And the whole time I'm like,
there's like a 9-foot...
Go to the hardware store!
Yeah, this bearded handyman who's good at everything and very
the
wise.
The brawny man is at the hardware store.
She's got one thing. She's got a one-track mind, this waitress, by the way. She's always talking about getting a man 24/7. She's got to pump the brakes a little bit.
She does. She needs to cool it.
He learns more about small-time life.
Uh-huh.
And he finds out there's more to life than just money. He enjoys fixing up the house. He very much enjoys hanging out with Lacey Chabert.
Who wouldn't? She's delightful.
And there's a goat on the property we mentioned before. They name it Gabby.
Oh, she's so cute.
Do you want to talk about Gabby?
She's really sweet, and she's just always getting into trouble. She's eating his resumes.
She shows up. I think she's kind of orchestrating things, even though she's a goat.
She's like the kid in this. Oh, the kid, like a baby goat. The other movies we've seen, the kid is kind of the matchmaker, and she's the matchmaker in this.
Yeah, Gabby knows what's up.
Because they bond over their love of Gabby, and Gabby has two little babies.
Apparently, Gabby really does know what's up, because...
Who did Gabby make babies with?
I don't know. We never see them. Gabby's beau, but she has two little baby goats that are just white, and they're hopping around doing goat parkour everywhere.
They're so cute, and they cause a lot of drama, because I feel like every time the two main characters about to kiss, one of them is like, I need to go check on the kids. And I'm just like, that's what Gabby's for. Those are her babies. So that was frustrating.
One of the things I have in my notes, in the first 5 minutes, you know how it's going to go, because you see who's on the cover. You see them meet, and you're like, okay, they don't like each other. Of course, they're going to fall in love. But then, because you like them so much, you're so excited. You're rooting for them to get together. So you love when they're hanging out and having little paint fights when they're fixing the house. And then things don't quite get together. Like you said, for some reason, they're hesitant.
And oh,
it's just so sad when they're not together.
The boyfriend comes back.
The boyfriend is also, he wasn't a vampire.
He was a werewolf.
He was a werewolf in the show Bitten?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
It's a Netflix show.
He looks cool with a beard and long hair, but in the movie, he's very clean shaven and doesn't quite work.
So he comes back into town.
Right.
And does he propose? He proposes.
He does propose. This is classic Hallmark. So he proposes. Brennan Manning is like outside of the diner looking in. For some reason, he doesn't wait to see like, oh, she definitely said yes. Or he doesn't walk in and say, what the heck happened? Or, I love you, Lacey Chabert. What about me? Kissed. We live together. We have goats. We've got three goats.
What about the goats?
So instead of doing that, he's just like, oh, I'm just going to go back to the big city and work a soulless stockbroker job.
So he leaves.
And it's so sad.
So sad.
Because he was going to tell her that morning, I think, how much he loved her. But then she disappears and her boyfriend comes back and she's not there. And so he just takes this job because there's nothing left for him.
But she turned the boyfriend down because she told him she loved the other guy.
Yes.
But the other guy doesn't know because he's in New York City. And so they're both hurt because she thinks he would rather be in New York City than be with her. And he thinks that she's with the boyfriend.
Right. And also, you and me were hurt because we wanted them to be together. Yes. And they were not.
And the goats were hurt.
What about the kids?
What about the kids?
But then finally, he comes back into town because even though he's heartbroken, she's going to open her bed and breakfast. And he can't stay away from her because he loves her so much. So he just comes into town for that. The very sassy waitress is like, listen, buddy, I hate your guts because you left town and you broke Lacey Chabert's heart. And he's like, but she's with, what's his name now? Other nerdy guy. And she's like, no, he's not. She turned him down.
Because she loves you.
Yes. Which he had never thought to bring up or ask or anything.
No. And so he rushes home and he says, I want to come home.
Oh, great line.
So good.
Because it's already the bed and breakfast soft opening, everybody's friends are there and stuff. It's all very nice.
Her old chef boss comes into town.
He loves the food.
Uh-huh.
And then the main guy's stockbroker boss comes in. He's like, this is great. I love this. Even I got to get out of town. You do you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Lacey Chabert in your life. I understand now.
It's so good. And he proposes.
And she says yes immediately, even before he says anything. And then she says yes again. And then they drop...
Then a movie that could have been a 9 became an 8.
Here's what they say. His half, her half, and now we're one. they just huddle up. Everyone's eating dinner and they like lock arms and give this weird benediction phrase. What are they talking about?
I don't know. It's
just
so
say
weird.
Like we love each other. High five people. His half, her half, and now we're one. What?
It's because they each had half of the house.
But why would you bring that up right now?
I don't know.
We all know their relationship. Why did they summarize it in that way?
Oh, Hallmark.
He could have like handed out his resumes. This is what I was doing before this. But then we met. We had a paint fight. There's a bed and breakfast now with scones.
There's goats.
It was very confusing. They should have ended with a, I'm home.
Yes. I want to come home.
Yes. And you're my home. There's so many home-related things.
Oh, yeah. That would have been so good. They could have just ended it right there. We didn't even need to see the soft opening, I don't think. Or he should have come in during the soft opening and said,
I want to come home.
I want to come home.
And then it just goes to black?
Oh, yeah. So you don't know if, like, the power went out?
But it was a great movie. It was just a warm blanket. We had the fireplace going when we were watching it.
Oh, it was so nice. So we watched it on Halloween.
We did.
We watched it while we were handing out candy.
So this one is an 8 out of 10 for us. Solidly recommend. And there's a sequel we haven't seen yet, but...
Tell them the name.
It's called All of My Heart, colon, In Love.
I-N-N.
Fantastic.
So let me share the trivia.
Go for it.
So the first trivia is that there's going to be another one called In Love. The old man, Ed Asner, he sits on the bench in every scene that he's in through the whole movie until he's at the house at the very end.
He's sitting in a chair in the house too, though, right?
Yeah. So he just likes to sit.
It seems like Ed Asner came in for one day.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll do this for a little bit.
I'm going to sit down, guys, because I'm phoning it in because it's Hallmark, but I'm here. And then the last trivia thing is there's a license plate on the front of her car, but Pennsylvania does not have license
plates. Busted! So where did they film this? Do they film it in Pennsylvania?
I don't know. I didn't see that. It's not on my trivia.
Oh. No, Canada.
Where at in Canada?
The Couve. Vancouver, British Columbia.
Do people call it the Couve?
Yeah, why not?
That's fun.
Oh, yeah, that's where they filmed it. And then you can go to the little town square. It tells you the exact address. So if we wanted to take a walking tour of All of My Heart, we could do that.
Do they have fudge?
That's the number one thing you would expect they would have.
Let's call ahead.
This movie is croissant heavy, but I would not be surprised if there was fudge in the small Pennsylvania town.
And then in In Canada, they do gravy on fries, right?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That sounds awesome. I'm in. I'm all in.
We should do a
I-N-N. That's what the third one will be called. All in.
Like a Fast and Furious thing where there's for my heart for the fourth one.
Yes.
This is awesome.
And they'll have four kids in that movie.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Four goat kids.
Okay. I was like, wow.
Not real kids.
I don't know if the timeline's. We have to play with that a little bit. Fast and loose. Anything else on this one?
Excellent watch. I suggest looking for it on your DVR.
And then the next ones we're going to watch will be How to Fall in Love and All of My Heart 2.
In Love. Okay, guys. So you'll be hearing from us in about a week. Bye, y'all.